call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this Thursday, September 13th, 6:30 p.m. and welcome everyone. I would like to open this meeting in honor and memory of the husband of a longtime board member, Judy Dawson's husband, Skip Dawson, who died recently, and they are beloved members of this community for many, many years. So our condolences as a board go out to Judy and her family. Okay.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hoagland?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here.
But the record show Director Torleson is not here.
Okay, and do you lead us in the pledge, Ms. Eva?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I will move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
The record show Director Torleson is not here.
You're trying valiantly there, babe. Good work going. All right, so the consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. What say you, board?
I move the consent calendar as presented.
I second that.
Thank you, directors.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
The record show Director Torleson is not here.
All right, so at this time we don't have any presentations or introductions. Mr. General Manager, onto your report, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's that time that we are in the process of applying for the Promoting Safe and Stable Families grant program that has funded our teen program for quite a few years now. That grant is getting ready to expire, and so we're preparing for the new round of grant possibilities with the deadline of October 5th. So we're working with staff in preparing a grant. The new website that I had mentioned last meeting, we're getting prepared to launch that. We're in the final stages of migrating the information from our existing website to the new website, and it should be ready to launch by October 1st. So we'll see a radically different website. As the board requested at the last meeting, there was a discussion item and it was just a discussion item. I was asked to do no further than that, than get some general costs for a dog park. I would be converting the dog park at Tradewinds, from a passive park to a dog park. So I looked into some just general costs that would be associated with that. As you know, dog parks are a featured item in many healthy park districts. They're great amenities to have, but there are certain things that go with dog parks, as you know. There's shade and benches and all kinds of things that we need to consider. Some of the basic costs that we look at are for the fence, you would need a double gate, and it's a little more sophisticated than the regular fences can be. But the price tag on that is about $30,000. We talked about having environmental review as required by the California Environmental Quality Act. That would require an initial study, and those have a big range. It really depends on the number of items that may come up as part of the initial study, which could include noise and parking, whether that's going to be a mitigated negative declaration. So all these things are in the cost, considered in the cost of doing something like that. These are done by experts or consultants, and the fee can range for this particular project anywhere between $10,000 and $25,000. So again, just to be clear, This was a discussion by the board. There has been no action taken, no request for staff to provide any funding or allocate any funding for the dog park. It's just purely informative and pending any other direction from the board, I will cease with any more information about converting that park into a dog park. The board did ask about updates on Proposition 68. We're very, very early in on this Parks and Water Bond Act of 2018. There's a lot of steps that have to be taken before they actually start allocating funds. There is a per capita part that's $185 million. They're going to be figuring out how that will be distributed and how much it will be distributed. There'll be public hearings for that in the fall. They're not expecting to distribute any money until spring or summer of 2019. There is a competitive part component of that. We're going to have to look at wait and look for the criteria for that. Sometimes they have very specific criteria. Some grants make it very easy at the initial process. They'll have maps available, and all you have to do is identify a location. If you wanted to do something in a particular park, you pin that park, and they will go in a radius. It's usually, you know, a half mile to 2 mile radius, and they will determine whether you're eligible or not. It's usually based on the number of parks in that particular radius and or income. But we, again, have to wait for the criteria that they'll be using as part of the competitive component of the grant. So good things to come. We just have to be patient as they prepare the funds from that Parks Bond Act. I did have a meeting. I met with representatives from the East County Regional Group on Friday, August 24th. ECRG asked for the meeting based on new information that they had secured funding for the restrooms at Ambrose Park. At the onset of the meeting, it was established that ECRG had not secured any funding. However, they stated that there was a possibility for funding, of which they could not identify an amount, nor did they provide a funding source. They stated there was growing consensus for a more immediate project, specifically to renovate the existing restrooms. I explained that at the July 12th, 2018 board meeting, after hearing from the public, which incidentally was predominantly members of the ECRG, the board of directors provided staff with clear direction to pursue replacing rather than renovating the restrooms. I advised the representatives that ECRG's request to renovate has been addressed by the board, and staff is obligated to follow the direction of the board that the board has provided. Subsequent to the ECRG meeting, the City of Pittsburgh contacted me regarding the restroom project, and I explained that the board wants to replace rather than renovate. The city stated if there's anything they can do to help, they would be happy to meet with staff to explore opportunities to help with the replacement project. There was no commitment to help fund the project at that time. And that concludes my report.
Thank you so much,
Madam Chair, can I ask a couple questions? Of the
sure.
General Manager?
Sure.
Here at the community center, the trip hazard in the front of the community center, the doors, where are we at in the construction process? The concrete's been done right from the county, and we're so grateful to them for that. So now we're to doors, right? That's the only thing left to check off that box.
Yes, to complete that project. And
right.
And so we're getting bids on that. They should be coming maybe by tomorrow. I just contacted them today at 4:30.
Great. Thank you. And the other thing is that at Ambrose Park, the tree that fell, that took out the fence, do we have any idea when we might be able to at least structurally take the fence out so that it would be less dangerous? You know, be the right
well, thing. Yeah, it's kind of ugly too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're waiting. We waited for the end of summer to address that issue when
yeah.
we have staff more readily. So we should in the next 4 weeks we should be able to see some movement on that.
Great. Thank you very much, General Manager.
Yes, Director Lopez Garcia.
I wanted to just really, but I really appreciate your quickness on the tree that fell at Midbrook. I know that, because I was there, I take my children, my grandchildren, my children to Midbrook Park. And I love the way that you just handled it. I know that the chipper broke. The guy was trying and he broke it. And I like the way how they handled it. They just put everything in the pile and put the things back around it. But he did come back the next day and cleaned it all up, and they did a fantastic job. So if you could let whoever did it, let them know, thank you so much. It was really exciting seeing the machines and seeing all those gentlemen just working and cutting. It was really, really great. And I know that there was a 3-day weekend and they just had to like read it. But they did put tape around it and those horns or those corns, whatever that they... And I know a lot of us said thank you.
Okay.
So thank really, if you could let them know, they
I
did
will.
A wonderful job and you acted on that.
Thank you.
Fast and it's safe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Are you tired? All right. Anybody else? There's no legal counsel report, so we're on to public comments. Public communications, rather. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And first up is Ms. Laughlin.
Good evening, Madam Chair, board, and staff. My name is Bria. I'm with First Five, and I'm here tonight with the East County Regional Group to continue the conversation that we've had over the months regarding the Ambrose restrooms. First Five, the East County Regional Group, and our partners are here tonight, as in other nights, in a spirit of partnership. There have been several conversations over the past few months about the restrooms, and unfortunately, I fear there might also be some misinformation and perhaps some misunderstandings that are affecting our partnership. So I'm here tonight to offer some new information and hopefully a solution that we can all agree to. We truly appreciate and we all value that we're all on the same page about wanting a totally remodeled, tear down, new restrooms. That's the ideal, that's what Bay Point residents and families deserve, and we continue to strive together for that goal. However, since we met last month, I have found a funder who's interested in offering some matching funds for a bathroom renovation. The ballpark renovation cost that I shared with the funder was approximately $100,000, which was based on some very preliminary estimates that Doug shared with our group earlier in the summer. I want to be clear that we all agree that a total tear down remodel is still the long-term goal. But we also recognize that such a project may cost several hundred thousand dollars, multiple years to complete, and right now there's no funding source identified at this moment. So in an effort to offer children and families an immediate restroom solution, I'd like to very humbly ask the board to please consider a renovation and providing matching funds that would allow us to take advantage of this funding opportunity. As most funders, they do have an application deadline, which is quickly approaching. And they also would like to know, they would like assurance that Ambrose is able to provide the necessary matching funds to complete the project this fiscal year. So for that reason, I would like to ask that you please put this item on the upcoming agenda next month with a potential proposal to allocate funds for a smaller renovation project. I'm happy, as always, to discuss this in more detail with Doug or with any of the board members. I'm also available for questions if there's any at the moment, or as the weeks come. We're in this together. We all have the same goals, and I hope that we can agree to offer toddlers and families an immediate solution to the restrooms this year while we continue to work together to find funding for our long-term goals. We know that together we can make Ambrose Park the best it can be.
Thank you. got a duo here, Christine Clark and Brendan Olasky.
Good evening, board members. My name is Christine Clark, and I'm a member of the ECRG, the East County Regional Group, and,
And I'm Brendan Olasky. I'm also a member of the East County Regional Group.
And as members of ECRG, we do strive and value safe and nurturing spaces for families to enjoy. Tonight, we are here to talk about the existing bathrooms at Ambrose Park. We know that we all agree that the bathrooms at Ambrose are in dire need of improvement. We also understand that building a state-of-the-art bathroom is not a feasible project at the moment. This is why we are asking to work in partnership. As you can see, we have acquired a grant to renovate the existing bathrooms. We also
understand that Ambrose is planning to apply for Prop 68 funds. We hope this is in motion, as we know other cities which work closely with us have research requirements and created coalitions to help them be ideal candidates for this funding source. We would love to be part of a coalition to help Bay Point acquire Prop 68 funds, as it is not guaranteed. This district would have to pull together a robust, competitive application relatively quickly.
In order to take advantage of this current grant opportunity, we do ask the board to agree to renovate the existing bathrooms and for staff to provide a budget for the grant application. We ask you to please take action on the item tonight by placing it on the agenda for next month. We truly hope that we can work in partnership now and in the future, planning for the bathrooms in all of Ambrose Park. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Judy Abraham. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay.
Good evening. Good evening, Madam Chair, Meeting Board. My name is Judy Abraham. I am also a member of East County Regional Group. That's the purple shirt. We're here again to speak about the conditions of the bathrooms at Ambrose Park. And I'm sure some of you are looking at this and saying, here they are again, speaking again about the same issue. And that is what we do. And we're not a group that goes away easily or gives up on a project that we feel passionately about. We are committed community advocates who are trying to make East County safer, healthier, and more family friendly. And I don't think you all would be members of a park board if you didn't also agree that children deserve healthy environments and healthy parks where they can play and they can continue to develop and they can be healthy. And unfortunately, the conditions at the restrooms at Ambrose Park don't make that a healthy environment for children. So we know that you guys, as a board, have seen the deficiencies in the restrooms at the park. We know you've seen it. We know you're aware of it. So we're hoping that we can continue to work together to figure out how we can take advantage of these funding opportunities that are at the table and make the existing bathrooms more usable. Know that we can make these renovations happen. We are very committed to working together with you on this project, and I'm asking the board to please add this to next month's agenda so we can discuss this further as an actual agenda item and maybe bring those proposals to the table, because as Rhea said, that window is going to close at some point, so we do need you as a park board to act towards that, you know, if we can take advantage of that funding. So we believe you guys are as passionate about this community as we are, and I hope that we can work together and make this happen. So thank you.
Thank you. Sophie Talbot, did I say that right?
Sophia,
I love that. It's pretty. Sophia Talbot.
Hello.
Hi.
So my name is Sophia Talbot. I'm a registered dietitian here in the county. I've been working with the county's Head Start program. And in my almost 10 years there, we work very closely with First Five and Health and Active with 4-5. Our division manager is on the board of Health and Active with 4-5, and I and our health manager are on the leadership committee of Health and Active with 4-5, or leadership council is the correct term. So I'm here because as a dietitian and for Head Start, I have seen I see that parents are not always able to take their children to the park. And I also see a lot of children that are overweight. I mean, we're talking about low-income families. One of the deterrents when I ask them, could there be more physical activity, is that they say, well, the parks aren't safe. And so I'm here to let you all know, which I'm sure you already do, how important that is. And also as a Head Start representative, three of our centers are actually in Bay Point. So we serve around 122 children here for our directly operated sites, plus our partner sites. So we have families in the area, and I have a one-on-one with them. So I understand their needs, and they want to go to the park. And we know going to the park is healthy for everyone, right? It doesn't matter what age you're at. It's important for everyone's body, mind, and soul, and in particular for young children, even more so because they're developing. So I hope you will consider creating and cleaning up in whatever way possible, the parks, and in particular the bathrooms are an issue. And I know as a former parent, and now, well, you'll always be a parent once you're a parent, but now with grandchildren, that going to a park and having restroom facilities is like a basic need. To have them be clean, have them usable, to have them not have anyone should really be inside them, et cetera, that type of thing. So thank you for giving me the time here to speak. And I look forward to working with you all.
Thank you so much.
Erica McBroom.
Good evening, board members. My name is Erica McBroom, and I'm a youth with the East County Regional Group. I feel that parks are very important for the community because they help kids and families to be active, healthy, and happy. I truly enjoy the value of the time that I spend at the park with my friends and family, running around and being happy. As you know, we are very concerned with the current conditions of the bathrooms. We know that you share our concerns that these bathrooms need to be replaced immediately. We also appreciate that you are fiscally responsible. However, these current conditions are not safe or healthy for our children in Bay Point. We ask that you create a short-term solution or renovation of the bathroom that would allow all of us to have clean bathrooms that we can use now. We need immediate repair to the bathrooms because they are disgusting, moldy, and in need of many improvements. This is not safe for the health of our Bay Point kids. The bathrooms at Ambrose Park need attention now. Will you please consider renovating the existing bathrooms and continue looking for funds for remodeled bathrooms down the road? We ask you to please join us and put this on the agenda for next month. We hope to work together and make Bay Point Parks a better place for kids and families. Thank you.
Thank you. I have another duo, Berlin Leon and Omar Navarro. Help me out here. Navarrete. Close. Okay. Navarrete. Give a little something on the end. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Ambrose District 4. My name is Berlin Leon, and I'm a member with the East County Regional Group. We believe that all children should have access to beautiful parks in the community with clean and safe bathrooms. Bathrooms are a necessity at parks for families. We understand that the Ambrose District budget may not allow for a complete new bathroom construction at this moment. And as you have here, we have a funding opportunity that will allow us to meet each other halfway.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Omar Navarrete, also with ECRG, the Purple Shirts. And let us work together to create an immediate solution to renovate the existing bathrooms, and once more funding becomes available, we can look into overhauling the new bathrooms. We all can agree that Ambrose Park has a lot of potential to be a destination park for families, but we need to work together. Help us reach its full potential. We request by next meeting, please look into the cost of renovating the existing bathrooms as a transitional solution and to allow much needed relief for Bay Park families. We also want to request that the board schedule their next finance committee, where we are all invited in a few months to participate in this committee, but we understand that one has not been scheduled yet. We would like to be more informed so we can make an informed decision. Also, I would like to add that inherently all parks are dog parks. I went around 9 in the morning with all the parks and I saw people walking dogs. And also, I walked all the way to the top of the hill that drained the park. I felt unwelcome because there's a gate. And Trainwoods Park is called Trainwoods because there's a lot of wind. I don't think there's a need for a dog park there because even my chihuahua would get blown away by that wind that's always there. So I wanted to share that with you. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. We are moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Consider adopting resolution 1819-01, adopting an amended conflict of interest code as required by government code section 87302.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is just some housekeeping that we do periodically. What we've done is gone through the list of the positions. Some of those have changed and some no longer exist. You can see on the list the ones that we're proposing that we eliminate and the addition of the senior accountant. And these are the ones that would be subject to filing Form 700 as the a conflict of interest code requires. So again, this is housekeeping, and this puts us in line with how we're currently doing operating.
Does anybody have any questions for John
Lennart
on this?
No. I think it's very straightforward.
Yeah.
So I move we recommend that the Board of Directors Director Staff adopt the resolution number 18-19-01, updating the district's conflict of interest code.
I second it.
Thank you, directors.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Okay, there is no public hearing, there's no closed session at this time. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments.
Madam Chair, first of all, through the chair, I'd like to welcome back Mary Jane.
Yes.
And missed you, and
thank you.
Glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be here.
I have to tell you that your replacement did an amazing job, and we're very, very proud of the work that she did.
Not better than me, though. just kidding. She is very good, I have to say.
Of course not. But we did want to welcome you back. And Mr. General Manager, can we ask next month, we keep hearing things about our parks that are unsafe, and I'm concerned because I go to the parks all the time, and I never feel unsafe. And so can we ask the Pittsburgh Police Department and the Sheriff's Department to give us reports on our parks in their various jurisdictions related to the crimes that they're dealing with? We have some general homelessness problems, okay, but I don't think that there's a safety problem. And if there is, I'd sure like the police to tell us there is so that we could do something about it.
Do we have anybody else interested in hearing about that?
Sure, I think it's very, very important that we do know if it's a safety issue in our parks.
And
which
Director?
Park it is. Which park it is,
yes.
And what is the safety. Because I go to the parks and I don't feel threatened.
Okay.
Right.
So we have enough interest to put that on top?
Well, we have different parks in different jurisdictions, and so it's nice to know, you know, we need to ask both the city and the county. I have to tell you, both agencies do an amazing job, and we're grateful to both of them for the work that they do. But at least now we'll know facts of what the story is.
Yeah. Thank you, Director. I just have a request. In the future, when we have some funding, I would like to have signs in our parks that say, if you see a problem, or we need to contact this number, because people end up going to the MAC to announce, you know, they were talking about the tree that they're fixing, and how there was a couple of days that all the branches were on the ground. That's what they said at the MAC meeting, so I'm just repeating that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important that they know who to call and or where to come to put on their complaint. I think it's important that we have that in our parks.
Yep. Okay. And also at the bike check. Also, Marshall was the one who was complaining that our rugs are very dirty. So she said to report that, and there's so many people that use this office here that there's not only two meetings here, there's other meetings. Matter of fact, I kind of looked it up, and I think that you put down there was 30 or more than that hours that this room is being used. It's not, and people are not supposed to eat in here. It was 31 hours used in this room alone.
Did you just direct them to the general manager?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You know, but then again, everybody has their own comments. So,
right.
But this room is not only used for two meetings a month, and I just looked it up, and it's 31 hours of people using this room.
Well, for me, first of all, I'd like to thank the people from ECRG for coming here today. And I know that you're really concerned about the bathrooms, and so are we. And at this point, I think I have no issue about finding out what our options for that bathroom. I know that we are looking into a more expensive, well, I would say a better looking bathroom that's, you know, would be ADA compliant and all that. But what are the other options? Because I know that they are looking into something more temporary, and I don't know if that's really an option for us. So I wanted to have a discussion on that, if possible, and as soon as possible, because I was told that there may be some funding that may be available. I'm not sure from whom, but if there is an option to go that way, that we should discuss it and open it up to some financial discussions. So I wanted to ask the board if they would be willing to do that.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I think we listened and we have decided. And I think also that if people are serious about funding, then they should have came with a funder right here and said, it's going to cost $200,000. Where will it go with $200,000? We don't even know who the funder is. So I say no. Sorry.
Okay.
Madam Chair, the concern I have is that I spoke with our general manager. Once you start looking into remodeling, refurbishing, whatever word you want to use, okay? I'll remind the board that we did that with a thing called the swimming pool, okay? Which bit us so badly that we spent 8 years getting killed for it, okay? And if we go and ask that the county and city permit us to do that, they're going to say, blueprints, which means, and then they're going to say ADA compliant and bring it up to code and all these other things. And I'm frightened not knowing if there's a problem is a lot better than finding out that the problem is a whole lot bigger than you think it is, as we discovered with the swimming pool. And if we went into that and we had to close the bathrooms because they weren't sound, okay? And the health department, you know, we went through all that with the swimming pool, okay? I would die if we went from two bathrooms at Ambrose to zero bathrooms at Ambrose because we want to monkey with it, okay? I absolutely want to find the money to build a new bathroom, okay? There's two bathrooms there. It's not one, it's two. The outdoor walking area has concrete issues. I mean, so before you ever get into the commode part, okay, there are ADA issues. And so when we, if we go to the city or to the county and ask them for, what do you think? Okay, we got it on the pool, and I will remind the board that we've had Clearland sold 3, 4, or 5 times. And every time the buyer has gone to the county, they have heard a different set of rules that they have to abide by, which then there means that we've lost that $1 million funding. I mean, this could have all been in June when we had that $1.2 million in our pocket, we thought, okay. It would have been very easy for the general manager to say, this is one of the items we could do with the $1.2 million. And of course, you know, not they didn't know that, but the night they brought it to our attention that they needed the bathrooms were their focus, we've just been told that he took $1 million away from us because, you know. And so I'm concerned that if we broach fix, fix could be close and tear down and build a new one.
But I would also like to find out if it is 300,000, if it's 350,000, what is the actual number that we are looking into? So we have some sort of direction or a project in mind that we can work on. And that's what I think the discussion should be. If we are looking for partners, we should at least have a goal, right? This is the project. But if we are not moving towards a goal, then that stops us right there. So I would like some discussion on it. I think people here believe that we all believe we need new bathrooms.
Right.
But at least we know what kind of money are we looking into. What are the actual costs?
How would we go about that?
Madam Chair, we already have those figures, and
okay.
We got them from ROMTEC.
Right.
And ROMTEC is the one that provided the restrooms in the swimming pool, and they're a CMAS California multiple award schedule, which means they're very competitive pricing, and the design for the new ADA compliant restroom and a snack shack that will service the pool and the general park user and public is $350,000. That's the estimate that we got from them.
How new is that? Is that
5 days?
5 days. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
just recent.
Good.
Pretty new.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. At least we know that that's what we're looking at. So we're not looking at $90,000. We're looking at $350,000.
Can we clarify what was that 100,000 referencing earlier in the summer?
This is a time just for the board to have discussion. I'm sorry, Ria.
Okay. Even for clarifying questions.
But, you know, I know that it was 350.
Right.
I know that, and it's been said before. So, and I'm sure that you're just kind of getting updates on what it is. And I'll say it again. We have a document. It's called a master plan. It's a living document. So from that document, we, as board members, when we have the funds, fix, renovate, you know, whatever it takes is on that living document, and we work with that. So to me, that's where things go. I've said it before, and I just think that discussing it to death is not going to get us the bathroom. What we need is solid funding, and yes, collaboration is wonderful, but we need serious money. You know, somebody's gonna come with 50,000. I wanna hear who's coming, when, and how. Period. I guess she left you in charge, right?
Yes. So, yeah, our chair had to leave. So, at this point, if there's no other people who would like to have that discussion, I don't think we can put that on the agenda. Okay, any other comments from board members?
Yes.
Yes.
I would not like it to be refurnished. I would like to have it replaced, the whole thing, to where we do not run into anything like we did with the pool. I know this started before I began on the directorship here, and I was there at the master plan, and I know about the master plan, and I think it's a fantastic thing. But I don't want to refurnish, I want to replace, because it needs to be replaced. This pool is 60 years old. It's old, okay? It's like at your house. When you have something that's old, you have to replace it. But it's not going to cost a couple of hundred. It's going to cost a lot of money.
You're talking about the restrooms, huh?
Yes, the restrooms. And they need to be replaced. But then again, I have to side with my other director because I would rather have it completely torn down and fixed properly than to put something there and know that within another 5 years we're going to have the same discussion.
Well, I think it's been decided that we're not going to have a discussion about it because we already know that the cost would be $350,000 for the restrooms that we want, which is really just not a refurbished restroom, but a full replacement restroom. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, with that, anything else?
Madam Chair,
reports? Yeah.
Before we adjourn tonight, I'd like to adjourn in with our thoughts and prayers going to Judy Dawson and her daughters in the Walter School.
Yes. Sorry to hear that.
We just found out ourselves.
Sorry. And again, I'm so sorry for being late. I just came from the airport. So, you know, and the traffic was horrible. But thank you again for being here, everybody. I'd like a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn this meeting.
I second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Well, I'll get it tomorrow. Doug, did the car get